This flash briefing was made possible by a sponsorship from AveXis, a clinical stage gene therapy company. The following content was not developed by AveXis.
Today is Monday, January 28, 2019. I'm Michael Morale, Forms and Multimedia Director for SMA News Today.
Researchers from the University of Milan have developed a new method to evaluate the nutritional status of children with SMA. The pilot study was part of a larger longitudinal study designed to monitor the growth of children with SMA. It contains a procedural manual with clear guidelines on evaluating children's nutrition and body composition. The manual is now available for the scientific and medical community. The study was called Anthropometric Measurement Standardization for a Multicenter Nutrition Survey in Children with Spinal Muscular Atrophy. It was published in the European Journal of Clinical Nutrition. SMA is a genetic neurodegenerative disorder caused by the gradual loss of motor neurons in the spinal cord. And motor neurons are the nerve cells responsible for controlling voluntary muscles. This disease leads to both muscle weakness and atrophy. SMA is also associated with feeding disorders, alterations in energy metabolism, nutritional status impairments, and changes in body composition. The researchers said, quote, "Body composition assessment is paramount to the assessment of nutritional status. Despite the challenges that it poses, anthropometry, which are human physical measurements, is still the most widely used method in a clinical setting," end quote. However, since it's a rare disorder, standardized measurements, especially adapted for SMA patients, have never been developed. Therefore, the researchers in this study described and implemented a new standard method to assess the nutritional status of children with SMA. First, the team created a procedural manual for anthropometric measurements. This manual provided the basis for a two-day workshop intended to train 5 observers. They would then perform the measurements on the study participants. During the first day, observers learned and practiced the techniques of the procedural manual from the lead anthropometrist. On the second day, they used the techniques to collect a complete set of measurements in children with SMA. All procedures included in the manual took into consideration not only body composition and growth, but also physical limitations associated with SMA. This included reduced muscle mass and tone, muscle contractions, inability to stand, scoliosis, and other bone deformities. The accuracy of the method was determined by a coefficient of reliability between each observer and the lead anthropometrist, and they gave the value an R. If observers lacked accuracy or had an R value that was lower than 0.9, they needed to be retrained. Overall reliability was assessed by a technical error of measurement, or TEM, as well as a relative TEM and the R values. The pilot study involved 6 children between the ages of 2 and 7, and then plus 3 healthy controls. After the 2-day workshop, 2 observers were accurate at performing measurements, and they had R values of 0.932 and 0.915. Another 2 required additional training, and they had R values of 0.837 and 0.789. Regarding the measurements, arm length had low reliability values across all measurements and had an R value of 0.830. For circumference measurements, the TEMs were lower than 1 centimeter and reliability values were all above 0.9. For skin fold thickness, reliability values were again all accurate, with the exception of those concerning the biceps, which had an R value of 0.721. There was no difference in measurement reliability between healthy and SMA children. Investigators said the following, quote, "The assessment of nutritional status in SMA patients is currently a topic of interest. We are seeing how to evaluate the effects of new therapies on body composition and its role in improving motor function. Anthropometry can be a useful tool for large multi-center studies. However, a gold standard method will also be needed to validate reference and field methods in SMA. A method should lead the operator to avoid common sources of measurement error. This standardization process could be a useful tool for multi-center studies aiming to fill the gaps in the knowledge of nutritional status of SMA," end quote.
Coming up next, I'll share one of my perspectives with you.
Are you interested in understanding gene therapy? ExploreGeneTherapy.com has helpful information about gene therapy, including its history and how it is being investigated for the treatment of genetic diseases. Visit www.exploreGeneTherapy.com.
I'm going to ask you a question that many of us with SMA ask ourselves on a daily basis. The question is, how far will my muscles take me? For the able-bodied person, this really isn't a concern because your muscles have been reacting to all of your needs on a daily basis, usually without any problems. For those of us who suffer from SMA, this luxury is not necessarily a given. While we would like our muscles to respond in a quote-unquote normal manner, this is a want that many of us thought that we would never be able to achieve. Now that Biogen has their treatment, Spinraza, available to those of us who suffer from SMA, this question is now becoming one that we may be able to receive an answer for in the not-so-distant future. I began my journey with Spinraza in late 2017. It wasn't until after my second loading dose that I felt like I was getting a little bit stronger, and I also noticed that my energy level throughout the day was starting to increase. This felt somewhat odd to me because up until then, I was continuing to get weaker and weaker as time passed. Now, I don't feel like I'm getting any weaker, and as a matter of fact, I actually feel better throughout the day. Immediately after my second loading dose, I was given permission by my neurologist to begin physical therapy. Little did I know that starting physical therapy would be the most important decision that I would ever make in my life. I've now been on physical therapy for just over 1 year, and the changes that I've seen have been astronomical in size. My core strength has improved exponentially, and my breathing has improved to the point to where I'm no longer short of breath after talking for long periods of time. I started noticing some of these changes pretty early during my injections of Spinraza, but it wasn't until my family and friends started noticing these changes that I knew that something amazing was happening in my life. When you notice changes on your own, it's not necessarily a big deal, but when your family and friends start to notice these changes, it'll definitely open your eyes and make you think. As I get stronger, and as my energy level and stamina improve, I'm now thinking about how far my muscles will take me in the future. While I'm realistic enough to know that I'm never going to be able to get up and walk, I ask myself just how far this roller coaster ride is going to take me. I can say without a shadow of a doubt that my good days far outnumber my bad days, which if you would have asked me over a year ago if I felt this way, I would have never been able to give you a positive answer. As you get weaker with a progressive disease, depression is definitely something that can take over your life. Let's face it, the thought of being bedridden and possibly being on a ventilator as I got older was a very depressing thought, and I can tell you from firsthand experience that these thoughts were definitely going through my mind. While it takes a lot to depress me, I will say that I did have quite a few days where I didn't want to talk with anyone or be around anybody. I felt myself becoming more reclusive and wanting to spend time alone, and I knew that this was not me. I've always been one of those types of people who like to be out and about and busy throughout the day. I would have never thought that I would be one of those people who would want to sit at home and think about the demise of their own future. Fortunately, I have friends and family that told me that my positives far outweighed any negatives that I would see, and they told me that it was up to me to decide on what I wanted to do, but they would always be there in my life. So I really couldn't let myself down, because if I gave up on myself, I would be giving up on my family and friends who love me, and I would never want to do this. The changing point in my life came when Spinraza became available, along with being able to take physical therapy. The combination of the treatment and therapy have given me reasons to continue. After being on active treatment with Spinraza and physical therapy for the past year, the changes that I've seen made me thankful that I never gave up. While my changes may be small to those who are able-bodied, I've stated numerous times in other podcasts that those of us with SMA measure our success in very small increments. These increments are so small that those of you that are considered able-bodied would probably never even notice them. But for those of us with SMA, these small insignificant changes are life-changing. I can see that my longevity and quality of life is getting better, and I never could have said this before Spinraza and before beginning physical therapy. I have two physical therapists that work out with me on a weekly basis, and the encouragement that I get from them is outstanding. Neither of them had ever worked with a patient with SMA, so I guess that you could say that they looked at me as a challenge. Just how far could they get my muscles to take me? How much will my muscles respond, and how much of a positive gain will I see in the coming years? These are questions that I ask myself every day, and as the days turn into weeks, and these weeks turn into months, and months turn into years, I can see that my future is getting brighter each and every day. So, to answer the question as to how far my muscles will take me, I can sum up my answer in one word: limitless. The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcasts and flash briefings can be found by going to our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Facebook page as well. For SMA News Today, I'm Michael Morale, Forums and Multimedia Director.